The United Nations Weather Organization has confirmed that 2010 was one of the three hottest years on record. The World Meteorological Organization says that last year was as hot as 2005 and 1998, and that Arctic sea ice cover was the lowest in recorded history. The organization says last year was also marked by extreme weather events in Europe, Russia, Asia, and South America. Meredith Griffiths reports.
After a wet and cool few months in parts of Australia and those paralysing snowstorms in the Northern Hemisphere, this news may come as a surprise to some.
We can indeed report that 2010 is now going to rank as the warmest year on record at the same level as 2005 and 1998.
Michel Girard is the Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization. It says those 3 years recorded the highest temperatures since 1850, about half a degree warmer than average.
The latest decade is the warmest on record. So year after year, this trend is confirmed, actually is being strengthened year after year.
Last year also saw Arctic sea ice recede to its lowest level. Mr. Girard says these new statistics should silence those who don't believe that greenhouse gases are changing the world's climate.
This sceptical position, it's untenable. You cannot escape the facts. The concentration of greenhouse gases have reached record levels. And this is not hypothesis, these are facts. They can be measured with great accuracy. The laws of physics are also very solid. Greenhouse gases cannot contribute to cool the atmosphere. More greenhouse gases can only do one thing, warm.
He also noted that last year was characterised by a number of extreme weather events like the heatwave in Russia and the floods in Pakistan.
With the global warming, some of these events will become more frequent or more intense. So let me take, for example, the Russian heatwave. You cannot say uniquely it's due to global warming, but what you can say is that what is right now totally exceptional will happen more frequently in the future.
Geologist Bob Carter from James Cook University says Mr. Girard has no evidence for that.
Lots of scientists have been looking for that evidence, but to date there is nothing in the scientific literature which says we have more climatic emergency events at the moment than in the past, and that they're either more frequent or more dangerous. There is no scientific evidence for that.
Professor Carter says it's not surprising that last year was one of the warmest, but says that doesn't mean greenhouse gases are to blame.
The question is not whether it causes warming, the question is how much warming. Since 1998, we've had three warm years, 1998, 2005 and 2010. And each of those years is associated with an El Nino event which causes or is related to the warming. Okay, but there's no trend. 2010 is not significantly warmer in any way than 1998. So we have a warm period over a period of 12 years. Over those same 12 years, we have a 5% increase in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. The carbon dioxide is supposed to cause more warming. Well, this data that we've just discussed tells you that human carbon dioxide emissions are not causing dangerous global warming. Indeed, they're not causing any warming at all at the moment.
Professor Carter says the last 150 years have been among the coolest in the past 10,000 years of the Earth's history.
Meredith Griffiths reporting. Two leading US agencies, NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, recently reported too that 2010 was also the wettest year on record.